Okay, so today we'll take a lighter subject. We spent a bit of ink the last 2 weeks. It was a little bit heavier, and wanted to speak about a halacha that we found in this week's parsha. And it's every once in a while you come across maybe a zarpayra or a pasuk which alludes to a halacha, and you realize that maybe we don't. Pay too much attention to this halacha, and it's not really something so difficult. And I decided that it's worth it, even though it's not a whole sugya, it's not a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's still worth it to go through the Divrei Halacha and a little bit of the Divrei Haggadah. And also, it's also a opportunity to explain some of the parasha. Last week's parasha. So until Tuesday or Wednesday, we could talk about last week's parasha. So we will speak a little bit about the Malachim and Avraham Avinu, their Seuda. Sarah was Perseit Nida. What was the Seuda consist of? And we'll talk about the main halacha is Kaishal Bracha. That's the share today, is Kaishal Bracha. We tend to look for schools. You heard me speak about this 2 weeks ago on Shabbos morning. When it comes to skulas, we will run after them. But those that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we tend to not pay too much attention to. But there's a concept of Kaishal Bracha, and it's worth it, therefore, to be able to spend some time on just understanding the power and the kayach of what a Kaishal Bracha is, and is it necessary when you are going to hear Birchas HaMazon to drink from the Kaishal Bracha. You go to a wedding, it's a Kaishal Bracha. Should you go up to drink from that Kais? But we're really going to focus on the opinion of your meeting, the benching, then of Lashagar Kais to your wife. That's a halacha that does not seem to many of us be followed. So let's learn the Pesukim, the Gemara Maseches Bamitzia. We learned the Pesukim in the Parasha and what took place. Vayikach chema v'chalav v'ben bakar. Avraham Avinu serves the malachim butter and milk. Then later on, he serves the meat. Let's stay away from the sugi today of Basa B'chalov. Vilulachem says the Gemara, what happened to the bread? Why didn't he bring the bread? We know that she was preparing the bread because it says, Shlois te'im kemach silas. So she seems to be making bread. So Gemara says, Omer Ephraim mikashoy, Tamidish Rameir, Mishmeid Rameir. He said, Omer Rameir. Avraham Avinu kept all tar, but even more than that, he ate his kulin that had to have been tar. Sorry, Imenu, on that day, she was pierced anito. On that day, she became anito. She now is young to be able to have a child. She is pierced anito on that day. The bread, therefore, or the let that we'll see, the yeast of the dough. Well, now, Tameh, he has nothing to serve the Malachim. The questions are obvious. We stop right here. Avraham Avinu might have been Eichel Chulin B'Tahara. What does that have to do with the Malachim? He could still serve the Malachim bread. Why is he throwing a Chumrah, a stringency on the Malachim? He doesn't know who they are. We spoke about this Friday night. He doesn't know. Are they Malachim? Are they angels? Or are they human beings who are Arabs? Or you said there were no Arabs then. But they acted like Arabs. Why would he not serve them the bread? Let's go further in the Gemara. So the Malachim say, "Aye, Sarishta." Oh, where is Sar? He says, "Inevayo." The idea, the Gemara says, "Chesari men itzuliyaisa." She wasn't sitting with the Malachim. Malachim knew the Malachim. They knew that where Sar is. So Chesari men itzuliyaisa. Ella my boy. So why are they asking? They will have a violet to show Avram. I hope you're taking a. You're taking notice of the fact that your wife is not appreciated. Like we sometimes don't appreciate our wives. So he's saying, the Malachim are saying to Avraham Avinu, pay attention. This is, you have a special wife. You know why the Malachim said, where is Sarah? Because they bench. And now they have a Kaishal Bracha. They want to know where she is because they want to send her from the Kais. They bench. Ah, man, there's only three of them. You could use a Kaisha Bracha even if there's a Zimun of three. And to know where she is, they want to send her the Kaisha Bracha. So, where is she? Is she around? In other words, is she around? Now, if you're just following the Gemara with me, why is there a Kaisha Bracha? There's no bread. They didn't wash. The bread is Tameh. She's an Ida. The Gemara said they didn't serve bread. So where do we then have a kaisha bracha? So just learning the Gemara, it's very, very difficult. This whole story over here, why they didn't serve bread to the Malachim. There's no bread. It seems that he did serve them bread. So then why did he bring the bread to them? So there's missing. Something's missing here in this whole sugi over here of the Malachim, Sarah, and Avram. But in order to answer all these questions, we need to learn another Gemara. And there's a Gemara Masechus Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where we will delve into Kaisha Bracha. Let us try to understand what is this Kaisha Bracha. Do any of you, when you leave benching, you send the Kaisha Bracha to your wife? You send Kiddush to your wife. That's about it. What's this concept of L'shager Lo Kaisha Bracha? The Malachim said, we want to give her the Kaisha Bracha. Anyone who's leading them, if you have a Zimun in your house, so the one who's leading the Zeman, give it to your wife. Does your wife come to take it? She should take it. According to the Gemara, it's important. So let's see. The Gemara says in Sefer Brach, Ule Klai Lebe Rav Nachman. Ule came to the Yeshiva Rav Nachman. Arach Rifto. So, washed. Arach Rifto Zayna. He made a bracha on the food. Yad Le Kisa Rechasa. End of the meal comes. Time to bench. Rav Nachman. So, Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, so once again, the need to send a kaisha bracha to his wife. Lishter mar ula, go ahead and take the cup and give the kise de rikasa lialta. Oh, give the kais to my wife, lialta. It's a kaisha bracha. Amale, now this is very important. What's his answer? What's ula's answer? Amale hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan says, ein pri bitna shalisa isha. A woman's bracha comes from the husband. From the beten of the ish. Shenamar, Pasuk says, Uberach pribitnecha, pribitne loy neamar, ela pribitnecha. And therefore, there's no need to send a kais shal bracha to your wife, because if you, Rav Nachman, drink from the cup, that ishtar kegufay, let's just learn for now, you're one. If by the fact that your husband, you, Rav Nachman, are drinking from the wine, that's enough. That's bracha. That's kaisha bracha. Your wife doesn't have to drink from it. Says the Gemara. Tanya Rama can learn to listen to Gemara. But listen, I'm not saying pribin shal isha mizbarach. I'm in the shalish. Shneimar pribin nechal pribin shal nechal pribin nechal. Oh, what happens? Yalta hears. Oh, they're not sending me wine. Adach yishama yalta. She gets really upset. I want kaisha bracha. Kama vizira. She gets in anger. But also the bechamish, she goes to the wine cellar. And she breaks Arba Meadna. She's in anger and she breaks 400 barrels of Chamra. Is the number 400 an exaggeration or not? That's not our sugi. For now, we know that that number is usually found with exaggeration. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman sees how upset his wife is. He says to Ula, Nishdar Lormak, he's like, okay, so send her another cup. You gotta send her. She wants wine. Now, where is this wine coming from? We're gonna see in the Rishonim. Where's this wine? He already drank the wine. The wine is done. They said you don't have to send the wine. Because look at the lashon again, nishter la mar kisach rina, send her another cup. That means the original cup is not here anymore. He didn't have to send it. Shalach la, so they sent it to her. They sent her another someone. Sent the wine from someone. Oh, hainav to the berchasa. He said this is all part of the berkaisha bracha. It's all in the same. Don't worry, yalta. This is bracha. Shalchalei, she sends back to them. Abdurimili, you're wasting words. In other words, you're trying. You're a peddler. You're just saying words. It's not true. It's too late already. Umisamatuti. So the Mepharshim explained that it's like a piece of cloth that's full of lice. Meaning, you're not fooling me. You're wasting your words. Don't say the word. You're destroying your. You think that you're gaining with your words. You're not. So we have this Gemara over here. We try. What's the halacha then? We have Ula is by the Rav Nachman. He washes. He benches. He gives the kais to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, okay, I know you gave me the cup, but give it to my wife too. Kaisha bracha is not just for me, it's for my wife too. And then he says, your wife doesn't need it because you already drank from the kaisha bracha. And we brought a riot to that. And then all of a sudden, she gets angry. And Rav Nachman goes in and says, you know what, go send her another cup. So what's the maskana here? Do you send another cup? You don't have to send another cup because if you drink from the kaisha bracha, that's enough. You don't have to give it to your wife as long as you are the Baal HaBayis. So if I am at my table, I have guests, and I use wine, because that's what you should do. And you give wine, and they make a cup. You might as well special bracha, so make zimun on wine. And then you're gonna have the minute. We don't usually do it with three, but if you wanted to do it, definitely you're allowed. But by ten, so you're leading the bracha, you're leading the benching. You have a kashal bracha, you send it or not. Comes along the Eliyahu Rabbah. First of all, the Eliyahu Rabbah wants to know Where is it? Based on this Gemara, it seems Kaisha Bracha is not even the Kaisha you make Kiddush on, or in this case, the Kaisha you benched on. Because they said, send her another cup. Where in the world is that cup coming from? Look at the Chiddush of the El Yerabel, number four. All the wine on the table is called Kaishel Zimu. It's not even the one that you lift up. Veneru, where do you learn this out from the Gemara and over the altar? Where do we see that in the Gemara? Because they said, send her another cup. Where are you getting this cup from? It must be the cup or the bottle was on the table. And if the bottle or the bottle you poured out of is still on the table, if the bottle you poured out of is still on the table, it's a Kaishel Bracha. And you could drink from that too. So let's say you're afraid of germs and you don't want to drink from the cup. Fine, drink from the bottle. Leave, you have a bottle of wine on your table that was used for Zimun. So if you go to a wedding then, you can go ahead and you don't have to drink from the cup of the chasim and kal. It's kashal brach. You made a bar go fine. Go ahead and drink from the bottle of wine that they poured out of. According to Kayaf, you would still be drinking from kashal bracha. It was there. Okay, does the mechaber bring this halacha down? So let's see number five. Mechaber says, if you're leaving the benching, you should send the wine to your wife. The tishim and she should drink from it. So zok the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah number six. Mishagur lishta. Shall you day kaishal bracha misbarech es aisha? Learn out of Sarah. Bafilu loyach aishiman. If yesh oirach arachim, if there's other guests there, give them too. Eat and gamlem with them. Everybody should drink from the kaishal bracha. Why no one? Not everybody does. We don't know because that's what the halach is. And chemivor, we're going to learn all the way at the end of the shir. Simen kufzad. That's what you do. Simen reishayin al. The ma'irach meisav into balabayis. What about if it's a guest that's leading the benching? Right now, we're only talking about you're leading the benching. You're the balabayis. And as the balabos, you should go ahead and send the cup to your wife. What about if you're the guest and you made a bracha on the kais, which is usually what happens? Also, yitem gam la balabayis. Give to the balabayis listois mikaisho bracha. Make sure the balabayis drinks from it. Kaisho bracha. Let the balabayis get a bracha. So if you're leading the benching, make sure. So if I'm in my house and someone is leading, and I give the benching to someone else and he's doing it out of advice, I should make sure I drink from that kais. It's a kais of bracha. You want a skula? It's an easy skula. Do I have to send it to my wife? So let's. This is why the Mishnah Berurah is misupik in this whole halacha. Let's go again. If I'm the baal boss, that's number five, and I leave the benching, halacha is send the kais. I finish. Send the kais to your wife. So I should send it to my wife. Mishnah Berurah says that even if I'm not the baal bais, I'm a guest, and they will mechabed me to bench. So I have a cup. Who do I give this cup to? The baal bais. He should drink from the kaisha bracha. Now, do I often have to send it to his wife? Chayra, that was a story in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. And Rabnak and Ula said, you don't have to. Because if the husband drinks, it's enough. So what doesn't make any sense is, so why, when I'm the baal bais who's drinking the wine, why do I have to send it to my wife? She gets the bracha through me anyway. I'm drinking the kaisha bracha. I'm leading the zimun. I drank the wine. And the Mechaber says, the Meshagra Lishta Shetishima, send it to your wife. Why? If we're one, then I'm drinking. Why do I have to send it to my wife?
Why don't I have to send it to Sarah
too? Well, very good. I was sending it to Sarah anyway. Let Avraham Avinu drink. All right, Avraham Avinu drink, and you don't have to send. I was assuming Avraham Avinu drank. He's Mechaber, the Malachim. The Malachim want to send the wine. Okay, Avraham drink. Very good. So it seems that you see from Avraham that he didn't hold like that. He still got it. Or the Malachim held like that.
No, we already said last night that it was Friday night that he knew it was Malachim.
It's so good. So he knew it was Malachim. It's different. I wasn't Yayan. So he said he knew it was Malachim, right? So so let's see the Sharatiyah, number seven. Number seven, the Sharatiyah says that when you're the guest, you don't have to send it to your wife. Why? You don't have to send it to the wife, to the baal bais, I should say. Why? Because you're giving it to the baal bais. Automatically. My shama ula, he brings a gemara and ula. I'm not sure. Ula, palag alikar adin. Maybe he argues on the whole dinner. We don't all like ula. Why? Because the eight, when we learn in the mechaber, you should send it to your wife. Kibin shu saizim. Maybe you don't have to send it to your wife. Because maybe the kibin shu saizim, so the husband drinks, memeilam is barachas gami. But the kibin that place can not collide, even the place can do bring it down to send it to your wife. Who are din bairuch. Maybe when you were guest by a baal bais, you should also send it to your wife. After maybe that's what Rav Nachman said, send another cup to Yalta. So maybe Rav Nachman's arguing on Ula. Because Rav Nachman said another cup. Was he doing that only because he felt bad for his wife? He's trying to appease her. You don't need a drink, but you want wine, I'll send you wine. Or is Rav Nachman arguing on Ula and he's saying you should send? So the Shaar Tzion is not sure. Tzarech Iyun. So if it's Tzarech Iyun, so really, as a guest, you should make sure to send the wine to the wife and the Baal Bayis. Not only should the Baal Bayis drink, the wife and the Baal Bayis should also drink because he's not sure. Oh, very good. So what's that? Excellent question. So what were the Malachim doing over it? Because the Malachim are saying they couldn't send it to the wife anyway. Right? What's Kedei L'Shagel L'Kaisha Brachim? They can't send it anyway. The Tarot is that if they would have done it through their husband, you could do it. In other words, it's not direct. You're right. A man shouldn't be sending wine to the woman. But maybe through the husband, you could do it. The husband, here, I'm giving it to you, so you should give it to your wife. So the husband gives it to his wife. Very good. We'll see. That makes sense. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. Because if not, I want Avraham Avinu on his own do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you mean that Avraham Avinu himself led the benching?
Maybe.
But he didn't eat. We're going to see soon. He didn't eat because there's no bread. So where's the bench? Where's he benching in the first place? If you're going to learn that he didn't eat and they ate, that's amazing. Oh, we'll see later. We'll see. Let's try to go weiter and then we'll try to see how if everything fits in over here. First of all, just
why would they
didn't bench. You said they were malachim. He knew they were malachim at that. I mean, they know what benching was. Oh, now that we said that once they're on this world, they have to follow the halachas of this world for the benching.
They didn't really eat.
So they had to eat. They had to follow Minhag HaMakom. So they ate. This was all Friday night. The disciple says that they ate. Whatever happened, they ate. Once they came down to this world, they had a goof. They ate. What went on inside, they burnt it. I don't know. That's what the disciple says. But they ate. So they didn't have a digestive system. They had fire. But either way, they ate. Who should be leading the benching anyway? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's interesting. I just wanted to show the Eilam. You know, we always give it to the greatest one at the table, but that's not the halacha. Kasu Shei Noisin Kasha Bracha, you have to give it to someone who's a Taibayim, someone who's a Sinei Betza. He doesn't need money. Gaimu Chesed, the money. He just gives his money. He's not stingy. Shenemar, Taibayim, who you are. Should be blessed. Tikri Yivarach, El Yivarach. He should bench. You don't have someone at the table like that, you should give it to the Gadol. Okay, it's going to be a little bit, I assume, that the reason we don't do that is going to be very embarrassing, because if the Gadol is not a Taibayin, I'm going to say, you know what, I want someone else on my table to bench, because he's a good person, he gives a lot of tzedakah, and he is he's easy with his money, and he's not stingy, I would assume. But halacha, you really should give it to someone who's a Taibayin, Kaisha Bracha. Kaisha Bracha, make sure to give it to someone who is you would define as a individual who is a good-hearted person. Okay, because I don't want to spend too much time on the delving into, let's just go straight to the Piskei Chuvah. So I want to show you everything that we said he discusses, and he, because it's so unclear, we will try to come out with it. But you get to see number 10. B'Eisa Kaisen, everything that we learned is here just to show you how it's, he summarizes it. As we were mentioning, maybe because if someone bring a rye from over here, like we're saying, why don't Avraham Avinu go ahead and give it to his wife? It's mashma, they bring a rye from the Gemara over here, that it has to go directly from the one who bench to the one you're giving it to, because that's what's going on over here. Why don't Avraham Avinu go ahead and give it? They have to give it. We said before that really should not be giving it, but maybe Kosh Abrochi, they can go ahead and they can give. So some bring that raya, others say no. Bayalta, it's just the opposite. Because Bayalta, it's just Rav Nachman, Shein Tzarech, you don't even need that bottle, you don't even need the cup. Rav Nachman saying, go take another bottle. So that means who's doing that? It's not the one who's leading it. So they bring the raya, just the opposite. They also bring a raya. Shegam Ha'erech, Meshagin, Kosh Abrochi, Lishis, Baal Bayis, Alidea, Baal Bayis. That the Ayurich is Neshagir Kaisha Birchas, the bracha to the wife, Ayideya Barabai, because maybe that's Avraham Avinu again. Again, now maybe that's what happened by Avraham. Avraham Avinu maybe went ahead and was the one who gave it. Okay, then he brings that during the days of Nida, La Yishagal Kaisha Bracha, Apolish Nida, Ayideya Acher, she wants, she should come take it herself. That's the din. Maybe if we have a few minutes later on, we'll come back to those halachas. Let's see over here.
Why is it a stira?
Sorry? He said that she was put a nidra. So then he's saying.
Very good. Excellent question. That's what they all asked. The Kafah Chaim asked you a question. What's going on over? She's an Ida and the husband's still sending it to her. She's an Ida and Avraham Avinu is sending it. Well, we don't know if she's sending it to the Malachim. Because it says, well, Yishagel Abad. But what you're saying is all true because the Yavitz asked you a question. It says, why are they all passing like this when Avraham Avinu did that? She's an Ida and he's still sending her Yayin or someone's sending her Yayin. If the Malachim is sending you and Avraham's not involved, okay, so it's a Raya to those Paiskim, right? Right, for those that say that you don't need the Baal, you don't need the husband involved here. Okay, but let's go weiter over here, and the other place can bring everything else. Look at number 12. I and Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba says, Simin Kupehei, Shem Rakeach, Api Obed Rav Nachman, like we just said. Let's look at the story of Rav Nachman. And over there, by the story of Rav Nachman, this is the Maramakim on that you do not have to send it directly, because that's what happened in the story in the Gemara there. He brings down from the Seifer, Akres Rabbeinu, the Shem, Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, well, the Sefer is bringing down from the Seifer, Shapiov to the Gemara, Mukach Shagama Baktisbuk, even the bottle, Shem Mozvin HaKaisha Bracha, is Kaisha Bracha. And they bring down the Meiri, the Mukach Megar, Shemikamaka Mitzvah Lechatchila, it's best from the original cup, but if you don't have the original cup, raw, and look, and the Lashon of the Meiri is, Roll the Balabayas, Lahaskus, as Ishtai, Mikoisha Birachalov, the Balabayas should give his wife, and Shasa Kamasha Visaychoi, and let's say the husband drank everything up, nice and by Menachavis, so Enachana, take from the bottle, Umashak Bushamru, and that's the Gemara that we said. So you see in Chiddush Gadol that if the Kaisha of Roch is finished, send your wife from the bottle. Take the bottle, or whatever, leave that bottle on the table. And she could drink from that. It's also considered kaisha bracha, and that's how the pais can bring it down. So now 13 is goes into the yiv. It's about the nida, and that we'll get back to because it's a little out of order on the sheet over here. We will have to go back, but now that we brought it up, as it was mentioned, the Kafah Chaim brings us. So look at the end of 13. He first brings the yiv, and the yiv says like this. He says an interesting shaila anyway. If she's a nida. So there's no nisbara pre-bitna. She can't have any children now anyway. Literally translated is kaisha bracha is a bracha to have children. Right? Let's learn the Re'ayavitz. The Re'ayavitz says number 13. Stop it. Kimishin, is there a reason to send the main nidusa? The gam is a kena like in, you know, a woman who can't have any children anymore. There's no din of kosher bracha. Umaskanas devarav says no. The maskanas should be main idasa yafala shalai tishte klal. He ends anyway. He says that she should not be drinking. She should have a hacker. You should remember that she's an idah. Even if others drink before she drinks, we're going to learn about that later on. What do you do, kiddush? If the wife's an idah, how does she drink your wine? Whatever you could do there, you could do here. But he says no. He says you should have a hacker. And he brings out, and look what he says at the end. He asks Akasha, who the Kafah Chaim, the Meyov de Desara, Mashmano, you are Meshach and Kaisha Bracha. The opposite of what he just said. Clearly, they're sending a cut to Sarah. The Baila shouldn't do it. Like Yishagel a Baila, the husband shouldn't send the Kaisha Bracha, because he can't. But why can't whoever is leading the benching should send the Kaisha Bracha? And that's what we said. The Malachim are the ones who want to know where she is. They're going to send it to her. Not through Avram. We're going to send it. You can send it. You're right. Maybe you shouldn't be sending it, but maybe Kaisha Bracha, you're allowed to send, even though normally a man is not sending a woman wine. All right, let's go back to the Marsha. There's a Marsha he asked these questions to. Look at number 15. Berisi Misha Hekshah. So I asked the question. What we just said. Why didn't Avram Avinu do it? Like you said, he didn't know the halacha. That's Marsha's question. He didn't. Why? He has to wait for the Malachim to tell him. He doesn't know the Halacha, and he says, "I saw Be'erach Lozeh Bedrachim Chush. I saw many Doichik Teretz Lein Tzarich. There is no need for all the Tzarich, all the Terutzim. Ki Gadol B'Malachim Hayah Mevarach. Kidamrin. We said Kidamrin. Ayeruch Mevarach. The gas is Mevarach. But who Hamishagir Kaisha Bracha? And it can't be the husband. It has to be the one." Who is the man who makes the bracha on the kaddish of bracha? The minhag hasam, of the dulu, karach rifter, baruch. Amar le'Rav Nachman, you send the kais. So Avraham Avinu didn't want to do it. He has to wait for the Malachim to say, "Let's, we're going to do it." Now, could have Avraham Avinu said to the Malachim, "Malachim, do me a favor. Could you send wife to Sarah?" He could. I don't know why that he doesn't answer, why that didn't take place. But the fact that Avraham Avinu didn't do it on his own, says the Marsha, because it has to come from the Mevarach. The Mevarach has to be the one to send it. I could tell the Mevarach, "Do me a favor, send the wine to my wife." But if, according to the Marsha, the one, it has to be that the Mevarach says, "Give it to his wife." And that's what the Malachim did over it. It's a Chiddush Gadol again. The only way that it's a Chiddush Bracha is if you're going to, if the one who is making the Bracha says, "I want to give it." But if it's Avraham Avinu saying, "Let me just give it to my wife," it doesn't work. It has to be, that's the Marsha says, Chiddush Gadol. Okay, let's
go. It's left on the table and everyone just goes, takes from it.
Wouldn't help. Very good. Wouldn't help.
The Mevarach should give out, like make Kiddush, you give out your wife a little cup.
Very good. You should, well, we'll see if you can do that, because it's a Chiddush problem, so it's not good either. There's all these questions as we go further. You're going to have to learn. It's one small halacha, and there's tens of other halachas that are connected with this. How to do it. But you're right. You should pour it out, but if you pour it out, it's a Kais Pagam. So maybe you don't do that. Just like by Kiddush, you drink the original cup. It's got to be a Kais Shabracha. Kais Shabracha is the original cup.
If somebody drank from it, it's also Pagam.
What? Somebody no, not if it's the original cup. We'll see. Original cup is never Kais Pagam. Comes along, let's go to now. Number 7. Picture of Yannis and Ibsen. So he asked a question. On this week's parasha, he asked a question. Adu Amr She'isin Itmal. He also says, it says that the dough became tame. It doesn't say that the bread became tame. What is it, the bread? Was it the dough? Again, he brings Shalosh Seir. Let's, if you go back to the original on the Gemara over there. So the Gemara says, V'sarimen upir sanida. And it says he didn't bring bread. So but if you look at the original and the psukim, it says shlois sim kemach silas. So the mefarshim say alatayra that what became tame, the Easter became tame, not the lachem. That's the lashon of the rishayim. Oy hiksha avshav ramavina ba'atzmei nim. The question I asked him at the beginning of the shiur, and he didn't eat. Why does he hold back from the gas? Shenin uloy ka'arvim. Let them eat b'toma. The tirits, Marvin the he says, Shekusha achas mitaretu chaberta. Shinayamu chazal. When did this story take place? Either we said Friday night on Pesach, or it happened on Sukkot. It was Yontif. Ba'am, the Gemara says in Sefer Beya that I'm not allowed to cook for a guy. So now this is going to go against that he knew they were malachim. At this time, he didn't know they were malachim. He only knows they're malachim. He goes and tells his wife, "Go ahead. Now I got to go and see who they are." Later on, he finds out they're malachim. But at the time, he didn't know. And you're only allowed to cook for a yid, not for goyim, or maybe not for malachim either. Maybe even if you're going to go with the malach, you know they were malachim, but you can only cook for those that really need to eat. A malach doesn't have to eat, so you can't cook for them. It wasn't that the bread became tame, because if it was the bread that became tame, let them eat the bread. Don't be machmer on somebody else's. Your chumra, you can't throw on somebody else. Give it to the guest. It must be that the dough became tame. If the dough became tame, I'm not allowed to make bread for goyim or malachim. But lachino, karavim or malachim. He couldn't bring him the bread. See, he didn't. But when did it become tame? It became tame in the dough state. She was piercing nida when she was making the dough, like the Gemara says. So now, you can't bake. You can't cook. Because you cannot cook on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook for Gaim. You can't cook for Malachim. Avraham Avinu, therefore, didn't give them bread. So,
the rest of the food.
You mean, how do you serve the rest of the food?
Yeah.
No, we didn't come from Malachim. Didn't come from, first of all, Sarah wasn't involved. She was only making the bread. No, he cooked it for himself then. You can cook for yourself. It's actually, you give it to them. Once he has to, here he can't cook for himself because of the Shamit. Here he can't do it. You can't do it over there. The other things he anyway sent them, it was water, it wasn't malacha. And everything else was himself. Okay. The let's go just to answer the other question. If she's an either, so how do we answer that? Who's he sending? How can he send the one? So the Mechaber says, Shem Shasur Limzagloi Kahu Asa Limzagla. It's also for him to pour for him. He can't pour for her. Can't send him a kaishal yayin, loishna kaishal bracha. Can't send a kaishal bracha. Clearly, that's mechaber. If it's miyuchelah, I will im shayis and heime. I say a kais, Shas iu abasraya ben lasabot. So according to Rechava, that's the only way that this could have taken place. It can't be that they went directly from. It couldn't go from Abram to her. You can't do that. You need someone else drinking from the cup in between. So who's drinking from the cup? There's nobody else here, right?
You have no helper.
Yishmael, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we gave the cup, but it doesn't say that. The Malachim didn't say give it to someone else and then go give it to Sarah. It didn't do that either. So the first of all, so when they asked her, turn to the sheet, is that they asked Rabbi Ayelik Steinman, but this is just a beautiful question. They said the Malach, they asked a question, which I guess we should have asked at the beginning of this year, is Ula goes ahead and says that you don't have to send it to your wife because your wife misbarach from the husband, right? So why don't Abram just drink the wine and not, you don't have to send it to Sarah? You don't need a sentence. How does Ula learn the parasha? Ula says you don't have to send it because you got a bracha. But the malachim are telling you that the halach is you got to send it to your wife. So that's what they ask Rabbi Yishayahu. How does he learn the Gemara? So he says, a chiddush gadol. Look at his hair. His teretz is, you can see the sheet, it's small print. He says, what's the inyan of kaishal bracha? That the husband is mashpia, the ruchni is mashpia ala adam. Hashpar Ruchnis, that's what he says, brings out. But okay, not call Isha. Every woman normally gets the bracha from the husband. The husband's usually holy. Holy earth. So he goes through the husband. But Sarah, Avraham Aminu, was a tafel in the vias, like the Medrash says. Sarah was in a via of Mischus Atzma. Sharei Oy Terem Nisul Avraham, we call her Yiska. She had Rocha Kaidishrit. In Cain, she doesn't accept the Hashpa, Derech Baila. Avraham gets the Hashpa through her. Sarah the Shabir law, so he has to send her to Kaisha Bracha. That's what he brings his tarot down from Rabbi Aaron and the Kabbalists. That this tarot that the wife normally gets the ruchnis from the husband, but over here Sarah was greater than Avram, so it's got to come through Sarah.
Not
the Zmanazer, right? I'll say Zmanazer. I'll say he answers the question. So let's go back to the Ayavitz, and the Ayavitz does discuss that all these questions of. He himself asked Avraham Avinu. So let's go to number 18, where he talks about. Let's just read the first few lines. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. If you have time, you can see it. But he says he brings the parasha to bring psak halacha. If you have a cup and this cup is for your wife, it's awesome. I'm assuming if someone else drinks, she could drink. Someone's in between. As long as shleish shechena yodet, don't send it to her. So he's telling you that. She could drink after someone else drinks. Kenei acharos arayvin, shara prishu chari yesh lavi raya. You bring a raya to the arayvin. Me'agada the gemara, the malachim, the shalom malachim, ayis sarish ta'achal kidei l'shagal kashem bracha. Afal gavdu v'vadik var persani. She was already var persani. The akoponim kaidim gemara suda. She was persani until they bench. Shari tamzeh lachem lehevi. He doesn't ask the question. So what are we benching on? He doesn't ask that. He just says it has to be. Hakamon behedya. She drank the cup. So how did you drink the cup? So it's very gishmak. Kolchein kedas, he brings down like the rabbi. The echad shasim, they drink v'shasi iu basrev, and she drinks after the malachim less on bal. Say nechami, Avram's first, after Avram malachim, after the malachim Sarah. Oh, you have a riot. It's someone in between drinks. It's okay. El dekati loy nichaloy. It's not mashma like that in the gemara. Kedei l'shagur lo amrina. It doesn't say anything about Avram. Mashma afilu shleich labi yichud shari. Directly, without anybody else drinking. That's the Yaivitz's kasha. It doesn't seem that Avram drank from it. They didn't say, here, Avram, take. Mashman, that they're sending directly, and Avram is they're saying to Avram, where's your wife? So you didn't have anybody in the middle. It says, someone has to drink, or she drinks on her own. If the husband's saying, oh, this is for my wife, and this is where she is, it's awesome. So he says he can't bring any rap. Also, he says, you can't learn from Agada. Maybe they were asking where Sarah for a different reason, nothing to do with the Kaishal Bracha. You don't have to learn the Gemara at all, Bamitzia. That's really what happened. Fine. So he goes into a whole reason at the end, and he says at the end that a woman who's an Eidah should not be drinking Kaishal Bracha. Now let's go to Rav Osner. Rav Osner goes into the Halacha Lamaisa. He wants to know what's this Halacha here when your wife drinking the wine. But in order to just really don't have to focus too much on it, because I'm not going to share now on Hilchas Eidah. But he does what most of us would do is you make kiddush and then you're not sending it to your wife. Someone else will pass the cups to your wife. It's not me sending it directly to them. I pour, like you said, you pour it into smaller cups, and you put it down on the table, and then she goes there and takes it, which is what the Ibitz himself says she does. So there are the Eitzis over here. And that's why if you look at the Kaf HaChaim, when he brings on the Halacha Maase all the way on the bottom of the sheet, he does say everything that we said over here. He says, Mishagul Yishtoi, Kadesh Tizbarach, Kasav HaPrisha. Let's just go through the final Halacha with that. Over here, and the high time in the spash ramin tashla lishes ben ishlish. It's no separation. Send the between the you who's benching should go directly to your wife. Oh, yo rab, shari chuba. And like, come on. Umishaga lishay the next one. He says, Papilach, even if she's not eating there, that's the Gemara. By Yalta. Doesn't have to be eating with you. Send her Kaisha Bracha. But again, have try to not have money in the middle over here. Because that's what we see by Avram. Next one, Mishagul Ishtay Mu'ovd again. Sarah, the mashma, the mishaka shabrach li shanida. Mashma even ishtay nida. We pierce Rashi Mechum, and shchein chasav yifei lay. Oh, no, he brings down the Ivid. She not send tam l'shvach, that you should not send the kash shabracha. Why not? Because you want a hacker. Okay. Halach l'maisa, we said anyway, the woman could take, if there's a kash shabracha, the woman should come and take the kash shabracha herself. Okay. Let's go to answering all these other questions, and then circle back to the final maskana here. So they want to send the Kaisha Bracha. Frek Rabbi Yashiv, I don't understand. They didn't eat bread. Yesh Lucha, right, you can ask the question over here. Where is their bread? There's no bread. Why are they benching? Let's remember, there was no lechem. It was Isa, it was Tameh. Comes the Rabbi Yashiv, look at his territory. Yesh Lachemah, in a kos of a rosh, the barachis, you need bread. We see Antif. So Avram's got to eat bread. So Avram needs bread. Where's his bread? He's oichlim b'tahara. Yeah, but that's a chumra. At the end of the day, what's more important here? Eating bread on Yantif or being machmer? So he says, Vimkain, who adin, benidin dan. Bar karchach, he had to give them bread. Sheikhashiv, gam de pesach, it was pesach. He must have other bread in his house. Hello, he wanted to give them fresh bread. That didn't work out. Became a shenit ma'isa. Avol pasach eres naslam. Yeah, chiddush Rabbi Yashiv. That's what he's learning. Shot. There's no bread. He was pirshes tenida, but it doesn't make any sense because the Gemara said that there's no. He didn't bring bread. Doesn't that what the Gemara said? I don't understand Rabbi Yashiv saying the Gemara. That was the Gemara's question. Go back all the way to the beginning. The Gemara says all the way on the first page. Bilulachem. He didn't bring bread. According to Rabbi Yashiv, he did bring bread. He didn't bring the bread that he wanted to make fresh. He wanted to have fresh bread, fresh rolls. So he didn't give him fresh rolls. But this, he brought a according to Rabbi Yashiv, he brought bread.
It has to be the head bread. It has to be.
Why does it have to be?
Because otherwise,
it
would be unfair. It had to be. I answered that bread.
Only because they
bet. Not bread at all.
So what does the Gemara, Shad and the Gemara say? But Ilu Lachem, he did not bring them bread. He did bring them bread. That the bread that she made. Not to show the seer.
From her,
that's so not mashma in the Gemara like that. It's mashma. There was no bread. There's no bread. He's saying there's no bread. Mashma is no bread. Pashup shat. There's no bread. Right, that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara said it was other bread. I mean, he didn't bring it up, but he brought other bread.
It's so not mashma.
Well,
it was so posh, the Gemara would answer.
It is so, right. Oh, it means the Gemara, it's mashed and bread. The Gemara said she was pierced and needed, so there was no bread. So what are the other two roots that I found? What are other Tirutim? Some of the Tirutim are, the Hafla had a son who wrote a Sefer Kolach Meitaida. He says, he asked this question. They need bread. So he said, Sarkin Gadol. Mama Sarkin Gadol, all tarot. See, the Sefer that I looked at, this Sefer at least, says, he says what I said to you before, it doesn't make sense, that you have a chumra over here of chul and betara, but it was Pesach. Isn't there a mitzvah d'irais to eat bread on matzah on Pesach? So the chumra of...
What?
Okay, right. So he says the story happened at night. So let's see. V'shamati mitaratim. He says, here's the story. He says, this is the Teretz. You know, Shamai Sazer was Pesach, like Rashi says. Ukazai is Matza Belayla, Rishon Shal Pesach, is by Raisi. Kulam Betaras, Midrabana. And Kzai is Matza, they ate. and that's daif to the Rabbanan. But again, it doesn't make sense because the Gemara says there's no bread. So all these tributes are wonderful, but there's no bread. So you're telling me that they did eat, you can come up with all these chaps. Okay, yeah, there was bread.
Maybe they pulled bread out of the Nashah. They had their own bread.
Oh, they had their own bread? Okay, very good.
Maybe
all right, what are the dice? Ramesh Shtabrik says the beautiful parrots. Darylan could have told me this teretz too, because it's really poshut if you think about it. Venera, what we know that there's something called pasav abekissin, right? Pasav abekissin is you're going to use other liquids to go ahead and make your bread. So that's not bread, it's mezainis. But if you make a meal out of it, you would wash. So if you're going to make a meal out of mezainis, you could wash, you would bench too. So enechanami didn't bring bread, there was no bread. What did they go ahead and bench on? Mezainis.
That's not
the thing. Right.
That's your eating. Right. No, but there's no water. It depends how you translate your broth. If it's not water, then not.
But that doesn't have to be made the term?
No, very good. Only marked it on bread. Very good. Only bread. No, but anyway, no, frying. No, I forgot. I'm sorry. That he had mezainis in his house. He gave them the. Someone never came in contact with that. He never had that. Oh, very good. But it's broth. Very good. Very good.
See the one around.
You look at the answer by Shostakovich instead. Avloy lom achlu es ugois. Says ugois saying shohaya kilachem isavanu, and they benched. And it was a
question.
Very good.
You
can eat matzah
shira.
They benched on one.
Oh, yeah, it's another tarot. So you could also say that Rabbi Kiva is Shushim. I mean, that's the other two tarots that I have on. Well, the next one is tarots. There is when it says Kaisha Bracha. Let's realize over here. We just said it's Pesach. Who said Kaisha Bracha is referring to Berachas Hamazon? Maybe it's referring to Kiddush. Right, it's Kiddush. New Kiddush. It was Kiddush. He wasn't saying Kaisha Bracha. But they didn't wash. So when the Gemara says Nizdo like Kais. Kaishal Kiddush also is called Kaishal Bracha. So if that's called Kaishal Bracha too, so many times my wife is asking Shabbos, do I have to drink from the cup by Shabbos morning? Does everybody have to drink? You go to a Kiddush and you make Kiddush for your wife? Yeah, but that is Kaishal Bracha. That is the Kaishal Bracha. She should drink from it because it's Kaishal Bracha. If that's what his teretz is, it's Kiddush is Kaishal Bracha too. Right? So then they change anything. Right, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. So if you look at the sheet over there, it says so the terutzim over there, the other terutz is also that when you if you hold like other sheet that's over there, the rishonim, you bench even on so look at the you're talking. Hikaisha bracha en akavana l'kaisha berchas hamazon el akavana l'kaisha kiddush sha'af hu kaisha bracha sha'rei oisa yoyim pesach hayim. So you see, that's the kaisha bracha. He gives another teretz based on the darkei ma'isha. Sha'af kishem avarch bracha achas main shalish. Some do make a, they do say yesh avarch ayis alakais. Ba'achakach kishem ekais pasus mekashir. You put it from a bracha achrayin. In other words, what are you gaining from it? Right? Because he's saying in a drink, you get some hole that you keep on going. In other words, right? So if you hold that when you make a bracha, you need a kais, and you're going to have to drink from the kais. So you drink because you need another one, and then you need another one. It's never ending. So how do you get away from that? You drink less than the shear. Right, that's what he said. That's what he's saying. And you put it from a bracha chrayna, which is, again, just a little shver. There was... okay, so Avraham Avinu could have gone ahead and didn't bring them bread, but they would have to make on something which is an alamich if you hold like that sheep. All right, there's a sheet of Rabbi Kiva over here also that says anything that makes you, fills you up, Kaisha Bracha. Let's go to the final halacha, number 21 and 22. Achash Yisayim Berchas Hamotnan, this is in Kut Tzadik, make a Barpi Agafen, Biyutam HaMavarach, and make sure, this is what we have to do. Everyone should drink, it's a Kaisha Bracha. Yitamu Acherim, let everybody drink. And he brings down over here, look at number 22.
Out, right?
I'm sorry?
Everybody should pour out.
No, because if you pour out, you should drink from the original cup. Or what he should do is pour out before he drinks. It's not a kais problem. Right? That's the
everybody idea. Should pour out then.
No. The one who drinks, so before he makes a bar pig off, he should pour it out.
Right.
And then he should drink it. This way, it's not a kais problem, and everyone can drink from that.
Everybody drinking from that is not a problem.
But he should make the bracha, pour some out to drink.
Right. He should make the bracha.
And then from the original cup, pour out to everybody.
Right.
Drink.
Before he drinks.
Yeah.
Or he drinks.
The husband should wait to drink.
Not even a husband, anybody. Anyone who's drink, anyone who's making birchas some husband. Everybody. You go to
make a bracha, pour out.
Then
drink from the original cup, and everybody else.
No, you don't drink from,
pour out from the original cup.
No, the Baal HaBayis will drink from the original cup.
But you should wait till everyone else drinks?
No.
No.
Where are you making the little cups from? From the original cup or from the pour-out?
Here's my cup. I made a bar pri agafen. I don't drink it. I pour it out. So then, and then I can drink from this cup. Right. Then you give out
everybody else. That's still kosher bracha?
Yes. That's kosher bracha. It's the original cup. Or the other atheists just drink from it. If you don't want to drink from it, someone has germs, so you don't want to drink from the original cup. This is the atheist. Your family doesn't care, so that's, you just send it on your cup. So we finish off with the Mivayi v'Kadmayin al Pi Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Shem Mitzvah Laharis Chavit is Kashal Bracha. You have to, it's Chashim. La'achik Marashtiyat Hayayin. It shows so much about Kaisha Bracha. After you drink the wine, this is what people used to do. They used to wash it out and then drink the water. They would put it on their hands, put it on their eyes. That's how you show your love in the mitzvah. Shiare mitzvah, ma'akines apronius. You want a skula? Here's your skula. You go ahead and take, after you finish drinking the Kaisha Bracha, take the cup and rinse it out with water. Drink the water. And rest over water that's in the cup. Put it on your eyes, and that shows chavivus hamitzvos.
The whole idea is to show chavivus.
Very good. That's part of it. That's part of showing chavivus hamitzvah, right? Halacha lemaisa, we should try whenever there's a kaisha. If it seems from the Gemara, that's it's a kaisha bracha. The woman should drink it. Those women that have children definitely want a school for having children. You see clearly from the Gemara that the husband should go out and drink it. It's a skula for them. Does the woman also have to drink it? Okay, we have a machlekes in the Gemara. If you do or not, the Sharatzin says Sarachin. Doesn't hurt to give it to your wife. But it's a kaisha bracha, nothing to do. It's a kaisha bracha itself. We go to a wedding, yeah, drink from the kais. You have an opportunity. It's a kaisha bracha. Kiddush, Havdalah. Yeah, that's a little more. Havdalah is a little bit more complicated, but just kiddush itself, it's a kaisha bracha. We see from the Gemara over here that, and we should try to make sure that our wives do drink from the kaisha bracha. Why not? And that's what the malach were trying to do over here. So I think we've answered all our questions. I don't know if there was no bread. There was bread. They anyway made kaisha. It was either kiddush or they made it like Rabbi Moshe Sternberg saying that they made it on Mizaynis. And the Malachim here are teaching us how to live our lives. The Malachim are saying, where's your wife? We want to give her the Kais Shel Bracha. Oh, what are you going to bring a rye? You don't have to give it because the husband drinks from it. You see from over here, like the Parashim say, that you should give it to the wife anyway. Make sure your wife drinks Kais Shel Bracha.